Special Recording. General Mills, makers of Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions, and Cheerios, the oat cereal ready to eat, present The Lone Ranger. A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hunk of silver. The Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring, resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again. It's encouraging for all of us to know that champions are made, not born. We can get ahead like Ted Krasinski, power hitter for the Cincinnati Redlegs. Here's the story of little Ted and how he worked to get ahead by playing ball each chance he got and doing what the chance all cost. A bowl of Wheaties helped a lot. Now Ted slams them off the wall, still likes Wheaties best of all. Why, big Ted Krasinski was raised on Wheaties, and you bet he still eats them. Ted knows. There's a whole kernel of wheat in every Wheaties flake. Come on, Ted, break up the game. Sunset, the Lone Ranger and Tonto were riding along the bank of a wide stream of clear water that ran through the valley. When they reached the stand of timber, the masked man signaled a halt. Oh, oh.
Steady, fellow.
Take care of here, fellow.
Yeah, let me tell you. This good journey. Sending firewood. Sending water.
Yes, yeah, it's a terrible fellow.
Let me tell you.
Eh?
Let me tell you. Upstream. Body is great on water.
A body? This man stood beside their horses and watched the floating bottle carried toward them by the stream. Presently, the masked man said,
Fellow, there seems to be a piece of paper inside that bottle.
That's right.
I'll get it. The Lone Ranger waded into the water knee-deep, secured the bottle, and returned to Tonto's side.
Paper?
Yes, Tonto. I'll break the bottle and see what's in it. Throw some dirt over the broken glass, will you? It looks like a page torn from a notebook.
What's it say?
I'm a prisoner in the Hillside Hotel. Bring law. Save me before it is too late. Found John Hesley, room 200. John Hesley.
You know him?
Yes, Tonto. He's a pioneer gentleman. His son is one of the most brilliant engineers in the country. He's built several railroad tunnels.
We did, Jack Kirkman.
I met Jack and his father during the building of a tunnel for the Union Pacific.
It
must be in the college hillside. I see that from this valley a few miles upstream.
You go there?
Yes. I'm tired of blankets and cooking gear, Tonto. We're leaving here so the horses can carry the extra weight. While you're doing that, I'll rig up a trail.
In saddlebags, the Lone Ranger carried extra clothing as well as materials to change his complexion and the general appearance of his face. After a few minutes of work, he looked like an aged prospector as he stood unmasked beside his horse.
Ready, Dollar?
I need it.
Leap for the big fellow.
Oh, here he is.
following the bank of the stream, the Lone Ranger and Tonto rode upstream for about an hour.
It was dusk when they reached the edge of the woods
and halted their horses.
Oh, oh.
Charred wood and stone foundations were all that remained of the buildings that had once made up the settlement. Only the two-story hotel had escaped the fire that destroyed the town. The hotel, which stood close to the steep hill at one side of the valley, was badly in need of repair.
Look like no one lived there now.
Well, I'll soon find out. You steady, big fella.
Stay here with the horses, Teddy.
You do go to hotels alone?
Yes. I'll tell you something about John Herkimer.
During a walk of about 200 yards from the woods to the hotel, the Lone Ranger moved with a shuffling gait in keeping with his disguise as an aged prospector. As he neared the building, he noticed that only traces of paint remained on the split and broken clapboard. And there were many broken windows. As he crossed the covered porch, the door was opened suddenly by a heavily built woman who held a gun in one hand.
I saw you coming, mister. Take your business and be quick about it.
Well, this being a hotel...
Not anymore. It's a private home, and it's mine.
Oh. Last time I came here, there was quite a town. The hotel was running.
That's when a lot of galoots like you were searching for gold in the hills.
Yes, ma'am, and a number of men found gold.
It didn't last. When the claims petered out, a lot of people moved away. The rest of them left after the town burned down. Now there's no one here but my husband and me, and we're not running a hotel, so if you'll...
Ma'am, I'm looking for a gent named John Herkimer.
John Herkimer?
Yes.
I never heard the name. Now shove on, mister. I'm busy. That's my husband. He's a bit local.
Oh, you don't say.
I reckon I'd better explain. You see, most of the time, Joe's all right. But every so often, he has a spell when he thinks everyone's trying to kill him. During those spells, I have to keep him locked in his room.
Oh, do the two of you live here alone?
Yeah. Joe's spells are worse when others are around. That's why we live in a deserted place like this. We bought the hotel for practically nothing after the town burned down. Now, mister, will you clear out?
Yes, ma'am. Sorry about it. Good day, ma'am.
Good day.
Kate Sloan watched the visitor leave the porch and walk slowly toward the woods. Then she went inside and closed the door. Her husband appeared from a side room.
Joe, that man was asking about Herkimer.
I heard the talk.
Why do you suppose he thought Herkimer would be here?
I don't know.
Herkimer yelled for help.
I heard him. I'm going upstairs right now and find out about it.
I'll go with you.
I sent Lefty to keep an eye on Herkimer when you saw the stranger approaching the front door.
When he yelled, I didn't know what to say.
You thought fast, Kate. That was a good story you told about me having spells and having to be locked in a room.
Joe Sloan and his wife walked along the second floor corridor to a room in the front of the hotel. They saw John Herkimer Sr., father of the young engineer, unconscious on the bed. Lefty stood at his side and exclaimed,
I hit him with my gun barrel, Joe. I came here to watch him like you said, but he cried out real sudden. He took me by surprise.
How bad you hurt?
Oh, he's not hurt much. I just tapped him.
He's coming too.
Oh, my head.
Herkimer?
We've been giving you and your son very fine treatment,
but it seems you don't appreciate it. You tried to make trouble for us by yelling for help.
Yes. You think I like being hurt?
You'll like it even less from now on.
I'm cutting out all the fancy
trimmings you've been getting. No more books to read or wine to drink or swimming in the river.
Take those books, Jeffy.
Yeah, right.
And take the wine away from them.
Where is it?
I finished it.
Where's the empty bottle?
You carried out a couple of days ago
with a food tray.
Red picked up the dirty dishes. He must have thrown it out.
Herkimer, we're nearly through with our job.
If you want to go
free with your son,
you'd better not make another story to throw us trouble.
Meanwhile, the Lone Ranger rejoined Tonto in the woods. During the gathering darkness, he removed his disguise and put on his own clothes and mask while he told of his visit.
Well, that woman said she and her husband lived there alone. I knew she was lying.
I could see through the hall.
There was a dining room, and the table was set for at least six people. Maybe more.
Maybe also lied about husband having six pounds.
Probably. The cry I heard was
cut off sharply.
Someone had throttled the man or knocked him out.
Maybe you tricked him.
That's possible.
Can't
Mr. McCovey.
Yes.
What to do now?
We'll wait until it's dark, then leave the horses here at Ground Hitch and go together to the hotel. Then we'll go quietly.
A short time later, the masked man and Tonto moved silently.
We kept concealed as
well as possible in underbrush that grew along the bank of the stream. There was no moon, but the faint starlight revealed a man sitting on the ground near the water's edge. He seemed to be watching a lighted front window on the hotel's second floor.
He must be a guard.
The guard was wholly unaware that anyone was near until strong arms gripped him from behind.
Before
he could cry out, a hand was clamped across his mouth.
A gun jabbed him in the back, and a low voice said,
"Keep quiet if you want to stay alive."
The guard knew better than to struggle. Threatened by a gun, he remained quiet.
While Tonto gagged him
and tied his hands and feet.
Stay here and watch him, Tonto. I'll try to get torch roof and see who's in that lighted room.
We'll continue our Lone Ranger adventure in just a moment.
This is Mel Allen, sports announcer, coming at you again and hammering away with those five big words: champions are made, not born. Let me tell you about the Kangaroo kid, Jim Pollard, of the world champion Minneapolis Lakers. Jumping Jim wasn't born to dunk those layups. He practiced hard when he was a youngster and just as hard today. And is it any surprise that Jim Pollard's been eating Hooters since he was 11? Take another pro basketball champ, Bob Davies of the Rochester Royals. Ever watch Bob bring that ball down the floor? Well, he started working on that dribble way back in grammar school. And eating Hooters, even then. It's more than practice, more than hard work, more than the will to win. It's also a matter of eating right. Sure, it's Wheaties I'm talking about. Wheaties.
Bowl after bowl.
Why, there's a whole kernel of wheat in every Wheaties plate. Yes, sir, you bet your last bowl of Wheaties,
champions are made, not born.
Get on your way with Wheaties.
Breakfast of champions.
Now, to continue. A short time later, the masked man was on the hotel porch.
By standing on the porch railing,
he gripped the edge of the veranda roof and drew himself up. He made his way to the lighted window,
peered cautiously into the room, and saw John Herkimer
tied hand and foot lying on the bed. There was no lock on the window.
The Lone Ranger opened it
and stepped into the room. He drew a knife as he stepped to the bedside.
Herkimer, I'll have you free in a few seconds.
I remember you. You used it, didn't
you? Yes. You held the face by the feet.
It's me, you cooks live here. I captured my son.
Be quiet.
Be quiet.
Hey, go!
I'll drag this man into the room.
I'll
close the door.
Here, take this man's gun.
Here's my knife. Free your feet. I'll try to hold the others back.
While Herkimer worked desperately to cut the heavy rope around his ankles, the Lone Ranger drew his gun. When he heard the voices of the outlaws in the hall, he fired through the door.
More bullets are waiting for anyone who opens that door.
Shoot through the door, boys!
The masked man stood to one side, away from the bullets that splintered through the door.
He saw that Blackie
was still unconscious, then glanced at Herkimer.
Ankle free.
Yes, Blackie, will you?
What I said still goes. Let's prove it.
Get out while those crooks are deciding when the next move.
Get you.
I'll follow you. Drop from the porch roof and go directly to the screen cutters there.
My son.
We can't help it unless we escape. Now hurry.
Despite his age, Herkimer moved with speed and agility.
He went through the window,
down the sloping roof, and dropped to the ground.
The Lone Ranger followed.
And the two ran toward the stream, joined Tonto and hurried to the woods.
In the woods,
they had left Scout and Silver.
The Lone Ranger listened to John Herkimer.
As you know, the easy tail was built against the foot of the mountain.
Yes.
My son Jack received a letter from a man named Stone asking him to call at the hillside hotel to discuss their deal in the town. Well, I
they tell him
and we both captured
by Sloan.
Sloan and six other crooks. Sloan's wife was there too. They wanted my son to be a job for them and threatened to kill me if he refused.
How long ago?
Just 7 weeks. They treated me very well, but they made it clear that My son will be killed if I can't escape. They brought me to go to the river and the guard to bathe and give me anything I wanted to eat and drink. I asked for wine, so I'd
have an empty bottle.
Yes, we found the bottle in your note. That's what brought us to the hillside.
I managed to get it into the stream without being noticed by the guard.
What about your son?
I haven't seen Jack since he was captured.
I ran to the hotel earlier, posing as a prospector.
Oh, so that was you?
Yes.
I cried out.
Yes, I heard you.
From the talk I overheard, I knew the cooks were nearly through with their job and
had it desperate.
After you left, they tied me as you found me.
They plan to finish their hit tonight.
What are they trying to do?
The leader of their gang is in the new prison. He's the only one who knows where the gang's money is hidden.
They're going to bait him out.
How?
Few people know of it, but there's a tunnel through the mountain. The bed of a stream that dried up years ago. One end of the tunnel opens into the cellar of the hotel.
And the other end?
It opens into the valley on the far side of the mountain. But at one point, it stays near the new prison.
Oh.
The cooks are working in relays under the direction of my friend to cut a side tunnel that will lead directly beneath the cell of their leader in prison. Then they cut through the floor and let him out.
How do they know what cell the leader occupies?
Here he'll touch it. He's in his
lawyer.
He's in
They call him Rifle Lizard.
He have captured him.
Yes, he's in prison for life for stealing army rifles and selling them to Indians. And now I've been looking for the rest of his gang.
It's a good night tonight.
Here, Silver. Take him over. You ride double on Tonto's horse. Tonto, go to the place and rest our gear. Wait there.
You'll kill my son.
Let's hope this time he's done it easy. Can he be caught?
Come here!
Riding at top speed, the Lone Ranger guided his great horse Silver over the high, treacherous mountain to the new territorial prison.
He was never the gate by armed
guards. Oh, oh, he's a terrible shot. I must do the warden right away.
Oh, here you are, Matt. No, no,
the
no,
warden will not question my mask. I mean, Miss Silver, but if you tell him I'm waiting.
The warden remembered the man who carried Silver bullets, the almost legendary figure who had helped capture the notorious outlaw, Rifle Regan. He came in person to the gate and escorted the Lone Ranger to his office.
Very glad to see you again.
You're here.
The warden, I came here at top speed because every second counts.
Regan's
going and starting a jailbreak.
A jailbreak? I'm not worried. This prison is
there. The walls are high, the locks are strong, and the guards are to be trusted. But Regan will escape unless you act fast.
But I'll get him.
Through the floor.
The floor?
Yes, his gang is coming underground to reach a point beneath his cell. Now, if we work fast, we may be able to capture every member of the Regan gang. But it will take a half a dozen men with guns.
Do you have a dozen?
Just tell me what to do.
Later that night, Jack Herkimer, thin and tired from weeks of work and worry, stood in the tunnel with Joe Sloan and several others of the gang.
Hurry up, Herkimer.
According to my calculations, we could be directly beneath Regan's cell right now.
What? You mean if
we break through the ceiling of the tunnel and come into Regan's cell?
I think so.
You'd better be right if you expect to see your father alive. You heard him, boys. Dig the ceiling.
When he was drawn up a few feet, we did hit the rock. That'll be the floor of the cell.
Jack, how do we cut through that rock?
The prison floor is made of big slabs of rock. Wait around one, it will drop.
Standing on improvised platforms, the man who dug at the ceiling of the tunnel presently heard their picks strike solid stone.
That's it, boys. Break the dirt away carefully.
We're to the edge of the stone slab.
We are. Now,
follow the edge on this side. Careful now, don't stand beneath it. How thick are those stone slabs?
About 3 inches.
When they get yellow, Mark, will it be room for Regan to get out?
Yes. Yeah.
It's going. It's about to drop.
It's coming.
Where's it coming? There's an open space above that.
Let's hope it's Regan's cell.
It's better, Green.
Come on.
Regan's looking down at us.
Make room for me on that platform so I can talk to
him. Right, come on. Yeah. Come on.
Hi, Regan.
All this long. I've been waiting for you.
Are you alone, Miss Dallas?
Yeah.
What about the guards?
They won't be surging up for a couple hours.
Come on, then. You'll be miles away by the time they discover that you're gone. There's a real trap there right beneath the hole. You can get down easily.
I
got it. Come on,
Regan. Who's that?
The warden. He's at the cell door.
I gotta get down there first.
Come on, Regan.
Go ahead.
Forget about it.
Says you'll be back. What do you mean?
Oh, no.
You're all set.
What? Come on in the
tunnel. Go dark, you see anyone.
Well, I heard it too. You can't escape.
Maybe they're going to make food all the way through the tunnel.
Here's an extra gun.
The Lone Ranger and the man assigned by the Fishing Warden to help him could not be seen in the dark tunnel. But the outlaws, even after extinguishing their lantern, were visible targets in the light that came through the hole from the cell above. For the outlaws, there was no choice. To escape the gunfire that climbed through the hole into the tunnel ceiling. Meanwhile, the warden and armed guards had entered Regan's cell. Each man who enters through the hole in the floor faced gun.
And here's another. All right, drop your gun. Stand over there against the wall with your file.
Come on, let's work. Regan, did you help set this trap?
No, I didn't know anything about it.
Jack Herkimer came into the cell after all the crooks had been captured. He was followed by the masked man. The warden grinned and said,
"Get the masked man again.
I can make it, warden.
Are you alone?
Yeah. Your men are with me have gone back to the tunnel. They return here with Phil's wife.
How are you, Jack?
Why... I'm all right, but I don't understand.
Your father said it here.
My dad. Is he all right?
Yes, he'll be living before daylight.
Oh, my goodness.
Boys, take those cooks to the detention cell. That'll hold them until they're assigned to permanent quarters.
Right. Come on, get along.
Did you hear that, Paul?
Yeah.
I said permanent. You cooks are going to be in jail for life.
Jack,
you better go back to the tunnel with me.
Through the tunnel?
Yes, I left my horse in the hotel. You ride double to the chair for your father's wedding.
Jack,
there's a chance that few men get. You're going to ride with a Lone Ranger on his famous white horse. And you're going to hear the cry that thrills the hearts of law-loving people in the West. It's Hyo Silver again.
We'll return in just a moment for a word about our next exciting Lone Ranger adventure, 5:15 Deadline.
The mountain is 8 years old. He is strong and he is bold. He's got two outlaw cousin lords. He's got girl power and serious dress. He's got girl power.
There he goes.
Yeah. He's serious, serious.
Say, you ought to try Cheerios, the delicious food with go power. Cheerios, the oat cereal that needs no cooking. Add milk, and you've got just the breakfast to start a healthy, happy day. It's real muscle-building food. Every spoonful contains vitamins, minerals, and proteins your body needs. They help give you healthy nerves, good red blood, strong bones and muscles. So eat Cheerios. People will say...
Mm-hmm.
The headlight of a fast approaching train revealed the Lone Ranger, working desperately to cut the rope that held his alien friend Tonto to the green rails. This gripping situation and the events that lead up to it will thrill you in our next mile-a-minute adventure. The Lone Ranger, a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated, is created by George W. Crandall, produced by Crandall Campbell Muir Incorporated, and directed by Charles D. Livingston. Tonight's drama was written by Frank Slicer. The part of the Lone Ranger is played by Blake Beamer, your announcer, Fred Ford.
The Lone Ranger is brought to you by General Mills every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at this same time. Be sure to listen. This recorded program has come to you from Detroit. This is ABC Radio Network. Graham has come to you from Detroit. This is ABC Radio Network.